Kunjani, Abariyako, how far? Bonjour, hola, Sanusela, marhaban, Abababa Woni, how are you? Welcome back to the Work Smarter, Not Harder podcast, the podcast for your success because we just want to work smarter and not harder, like at everything, right? Did you have fun going through the questions we posed last week? How was your time of reflection? What did you find? You know, reflection brings us to maturity and clarity. At the end of last week, like I said, there was some questions that I shared with you, and I hope you've done your homework. I'm going to share some of the reflections from my side, what I was able to get out of asking myself the same questions that I asked you. And if I can just run them through you again. The questions were, what did I learn? What did I gain? What did I lose? What did I love? Where did I find value? What were my priorities? And who am I now? So I'm going to give you just a bit of answers from my side. If you haven't done this yet, maybe this might also help you to better kind of flesh out what it is that your learning has been from the last year. We're just again saying that the importance of setting a vision, but not even just the importance of the vision, before you set the vision, it's important to look back and to understand who you are now. And we've gone through a different time. We've experienced a pandemic in the middle of everything else going on. So things don't look the same for many people. People are going to try and build differently and hopefully to build better. So these questions are helping us to unlock that knowledge, that amazing wisdom that lies in those struggles. What did I learn for me is that I am not in control. That was one of the answers to my first question. I mean, I don't know about you, but I learned that I am not in control, and that this pandemic, you know, it really left me wanting to know who I am and to really believe in something. And what I learned as well along the way, what I was able to do was to cling to healing, to be able to lay down a lot of past hurts and pain. And that I was only able to do because of being in silence during the time of lockdown. I also learned one or two other things, was that my idea of success was seriously questioned. There was no point in leaving a financial legacy when you didn't leave behind love, hope, peace, joy, and all of those wonderful things for the people who you love. I also learned that I have everything that I need within me internally, and I need to continuously look there to be able to remain grounded to who I am and what I've been called to be. Now, the second question, what did I gain? I gained hope, I gained healing, I gained the love of God, I gained unity, I gained purpose, I gained joy. I got to have better relationships, deeper meaning relationships with my immediate family. What did I lose was the third question. And for me, of course, I lost freedom. I lost income. I lost sense of self sometimes. You know, I lost fear because I think sitting at home as well for me was really, like I said, encouraging to be able to allow me to look inward instead of outwards continuously. And that was wonderful for me in many ways. What did I love? And did it love me back? Yes, I loved my family. They loved me back. I loved God and He loved me back. I loved being creative. I loved being around the young people in my community and mentoring them. That was awesome. What did I value? And was it healthy? Well, of course, there was lovely things that I valued. And there's those that I valued that might not have been so lovely. But I found that I valued my family more. I valued friendships more. I valued the work that I did more, the importance of the work that I am doing. I think that became more important for me in its own way. I found value in digging deep. There's gold mines inside of you if you dare to look inside. I found value in learning to overcome and to move on. I found value in the Lord that I serve, and that was amazing for me. Where are my priorities, and are they or were they profitable? For me, yes. Again, it just goes back to the same things regarding who I was and what I was able to find inside of me and also in my surrounding with family, friends, and all of the other things that I was able to explore and experience and discover about myself. Who am I now? This one now is where you and I need to go and put all of the learnings from those questions together. So from what you learned and what you gained, what you lost, you know, what you loved, what you found value in, and what your priorities were, you would be able to assess whether they were good priorities or not so good priorities, maybe where your value was in the right place, maybe it wasn't in the right place. So let's create a mental picture of what your future looks like. Remember what we said. Vision is the ability to think about or plan the future. In fact, when they say to think about it, it is to create a mental image of what the future could look like. Having a vision is important because this is the route that you will follow towards manifesting that great goal. Now, the next part to creating that vision starts here with these very practical tips. The first thing is to have an anchor. Now, last year, there was many different rugs pulled from our feet. I mean, we were standing in a good place, and then suddenly, you know, things around you were spinning, and you were spinning, and you're trying to figure out what was going on. And by the way, I'm so glad I can say last year, because, woo, we made it, baby. We are in 2021. Here we are, so we can keep going. Anyway, many rugs were pulled from underneath our feet. You know, people, for example, had their hopes and dreams pinned on a career, only to have that career swiped up, you know, from underneath their feet. Or people had hopes and dreams on people, only to have those people maybe disappoint them or having to lose those people. Some others might have had their hopes and dreams pinned on, you know, whatever else. But what I'm trying to ask you here is, where is your hope pinned on? And is this a movable thing? Or is this something that is solid? I want to urge you to look and find where it is that you've put your maximum hope in. For myself, I put my belief and my trust in the God All-Powerful, the Great I Am, the Creator of heaven and earth. And I entrust my plans to Him. And I know that in doing that, I will be all right, no matter what I face. For me, that is an unshakable security blanket. So that's what I mean when I'm asking, where is your anchor? And does your anchor move? Or is it an unshakable place where you can put your hope? The second point is take some time to ground yourself. So don't be too quick to jump into this new year without consciously and cautiously planning. I think it's important to take a beat and look deeper to see where it is that your goals and visions are actually going to take you. Do they amount to that big vision, that big end goal that you have in mind? For me, I full on bring God into my plans. I actually take time at the beginning of the year to fast and pray. It allows me to seek guidance and to seek leading from the one who made it all. At least that's what I believe. And I refer to my Bible, which says in Proverbs 16:3, that if I share my plans with the Lord, I'm sure that my plans succeed. The third point is to write it down. We only manifest what we can see and reflect on. Things in your head are just things in your head. It's that simple. I heard that some time ago, and when I first did, it didn't really make sense to me. But then I think after experiencing this journey of being an entrepreneur, where you're still starting out or you're still kind of figuring out those first few years, it's easy to get caught up in the nitty-gritty as opposed to remaining on the vision. Make a habit of writing your goals and your dreams down. That way, it starts to become reality for you. It's the same way as what you speak. Speak good things over yourself. Your words are extremely powerful. Don't underestimate the value of what your words can do. For me, again, I refer to my big book, which reminds me that battles are won by listening to advice and making lots of plans. By making lots of plans, it means that I need to write down these plans, because if I don't, man, of course, I'm going to forget them. Point four is to cast away your fear. Now, fear is a stumbling block that holds many of us back from living a life that is full and purposeful. Some of our fears don't even come from ourselves, but rather the circumstances and life situations that we've experienced. Nobody, and I repeat, nobody understands your vision better than you. It may take a while for even your closest friends to finally recognize your path, but there is beauty in that. You hold the vision so you can fiercely pursue them, which I encourage you to do wholeheartedly. Cast away your fears. Point five is write down daily actions you can take to bring you closer to your vision. That is as simple as it is. I've found that in writing down daily actions, in consciously and cautiously planning my day, I'm able to spend my energy better. Without consciously planning for that, I find myself to be overwhelmed. But the more that I've cautiously and consciously planned it or wrote it down, I've just been more cautious of what I'm spending my time on, I find that I'm spreading my energy well between the day. So I'm not as exhausted as I would be before, which really does help me in going towards my future goal. I can't be exhausted, you know, getting towards my future goal. Like, really, who? I mean, you know, I need to enjoy that time when I get there. I hope that these two episodes about building better have been a light and have encouraged you to build consciously for the future, because that is what it's all about. It's about building consciously, building better. For us, we continue forward next week with the business edition. Yeah, girl, yeah, guy, I got your back. This is going to be a good one for entrepreneurs out there, because we're going to be delving into tips and know-hows to getting your business on track. Oh, that's it. That's me, your girl, Chris. You've been listening to Work Smarter, Not Harder, the podcast for your success. It's been a pleasure. Until next week, ciao.